Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Happy Friday.
Yay. Fry-yay. So stupid.
Friday.
Oh, I'm so happy. It's the end of the work week.
Same girl, same.
Except it's going to rain this weekend.
I know.
Wah-wah.
Watched, listened to a lot of shit this week.
Oh, there was a lot, man. It's feast or famine.
I know.
In the reality world.
Also in the podcast world.
Yeah.
I thought of a new segment.
Okay.
For us. Fucking Nick Viall. That's going to be my new segment. Because every week I reference his show and it's pissing me off.
Nick Viall or fuck Nick Viall.
Like fucking Nick Viall gets all the good people on his show. Not that it was great, but did you listen to Monica?
No, but I didn't want to hear from her. And I heard a bunch of bullshit, which we can talk about. You want to talk about her first
and
her pregnancy?
What do you think? She's not really pregnant?
No. I think she's pregnant. But the way that she was on Nick Viall's and she talked about going to urgent care and they confirmed her pregnancy, but yet she has this big Instagram Live reveal where she has a fucking cup of pee and she's swishing the pregnancy test in the pee. It was disgusting. I'm sorry.
So I think what happened was she recorded with Nick Viall like 3 weeks ago and they held the recording.
Okay.
So she admitted on there that she was pregnant. And
after the fact, then she did the pee test?
Yes. So that was just for Instagram.
Well, I mean, that's my point. Yeah. That's my point. It was just so stupid. Like you've already.
Okay. But let's talk about that. So Lala does this big, you know,
reveal. Yeah.
And then I saw another recording of her on her podcast doing the same thing, a gender reveal.
Was it on her podcast or was it Amazon Live? Because I heard she was on Amazon Live and that's where most people now are doing.
But I thought the Amazon Live one was the one where they cut the cake. Or was that one she did for her friends?
That was her reel.
So maybe that was the Amazon Live. Okay. I take it back. Yeah. Monica. So I also didn't know she had four other children. I thought she had three.
Four other children and I think two baby daddies. So this will be
third.
Five children, three baby daddies.
This guy is 29 years old.
She met while filming.
Mm-hmm.
He's a snowmobile
like an instructor or nature guy. I don't know.
He's 29. Had a girlfriend apparently when they hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 39. So there's a 10-year age difference. I just don't understand. She's complaining about money. She's complaining. She is struggling taking care of the four kids that she has. So now let's go get pregnant and have a fifth. Because why not?
She said she's 39. She was on the pill. She had no idea.
Oh, okay. So she was on the pill.
She went to the emergency room because she was having stomach issues.
I don't know. Something with her is just not adding up. And the way that she publicly revealed this information clearly is for attention. Because
yeah, I mean,
why wouldn't
the
she?
The way, listen, I don't give Nick Viall any props, but the way she did say it on there was very off the cuff. It was a long interview. He said, is there anything else going on in your life? And she goes, well, actually, there is something. And she hadn't told anybody at that point. And she said, if I tell you something, can you take it out? And they're like, yeah, of course. And then they left it in because they waited 3 weeks to put out the
thing. Okay, yeah, sure.
I don't know.
I mean, he's very strategic. He knows exactly what he's doing. Wasn't he promoting the podcast saying, oh my God, you know, Monica's going to reveal something that she hasn't revealed to anyone before, which as a podcaster, you probably should
do. Of course. He also just had Zach from Vanderpump or from The Valley on.
Well, did he reveal anything major?
No, but yeah, his age.
He looks real young.
He's like 35 or 36.
Is he really? I thought he was like in his 20s.
Me too. Oh. He also has a master's.
In?
Zach.
In?
I don't know. Does it matter?
Cosmetology?
Wait.
He's got that hair.
With that hair? I think not. Oh, he said something about, he gets a lot of comments about his hair and that he couldn't really cut it or do anything with it because they kept telling him if they have to do reshoots, he has to keep it the same. But the fact that it was like that in the beginning is awful.
It's a good head of hair, that's for sure.
Did you listen to Joseph on Rachel Goes Rogue?
I did. And I have to say, you know, I really, listening to it, and I'm sure it's going to come out at the reunion more because I think they talked about that a little bit. Schwartz is a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
The way that he kind of manipulated her and then kept her a secret and didn't want the rest of the cast to know and totally played her. She was in love with him. They said, I love you to each other. They slept together.
They dated
a
year.
They lived together.
Well, for 6 days.
What?
They only lived together for 6 days.
Oh, really?
Is that what? She was just staying there for a minute.
Okay. Well, they slept together. They said, I love you to each other.
They were boyfriend and girlfriend. She said they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right. And I don't think that she made that up. I think that she really, truly believed that. I think he made her believe that.
They were together 6 days a week for a long period of time.
Yes. And the way that he treated her and then the way that the girls treated her, Sheena, especially with, you know, the hat and taking the hat off of her, I really felt bad for her.
Yeah. She had a hard time.
She may have known about the whole Scandoval thing. But that was really mean.
That also doesn't give them a reason to hate her and treat her the way they did.
Absolutely not. Especially Schwartz.
So I forgot. I listened to Sheena, her show this week.
Yeah.
Or I don't even know if it was this week or last week, but it was where she talked about Jax possibly doing, having a lot of pasta.
I listened to that today too. And
pasta.
That's been rumored. A lot of people have said that they've gone to Jax Studio City and that he's bouncing off the walls. Too many Red Bulls or something.
But he called Sheena out and said Sheena goes out so often. She's never home with her child. For him to fucking say that when Brittany doesn't even live there anymore and you barely see your son and you wouldn't move out of the house.
Yeah, it was bad.
So did you listen to Brittany on Not Skinny, Not Fat?
I did.
That was
I had a
very
little
telling.
Empathy for her too.
Me too. She won't really go into detail, but how can her and Jack still record together when they're not living with each other? She also still is like waiting for him to change and then go back.
See, what I got from that interview was that it's probably not likely that they're going to get back together.
No.
Did you kind of get that too?
Oh, I got that, except she was saying, well, you know, there's a chance if he could change, but I don't think he ever would. That's what she said. So it sounds like it's definitely over, but she loves the house. I understand that. It's a dream house for her.
See, she should be in the house with Cruz, not
him. But he won't move out.
He won't leave, right.
Right there, that's the asshole he is. She wants the house. Brittany wants the house.
And she contributed to buying the house.
50-50. She still pays half the bills there.
Yeah. I really went down a rabbit hole today listening to a bunch of podcasts that I don't normally listen to. And I heard their latest where Jax, at the end, he clearly reads an apology for saying what he said about Vanderpump Rules not being authentic and being scripted and all this stuff. Someone wrote it for him. It was read. And it was not his own words, but he apologized and he said that Vanderpump Rules is a very real show and it always has been. And they've been very good to him and he was drinking and he shouldn't have said what he said and he didn't mean it. Blah, 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 blah.
It sounds like Jax's MO. This is what he does every time he says something stupid.
All the time.
Oh, I'm just being Jax.
Exactly.
I hate
him. He's a liar.
We'll talk about all of those shows, but wanted to get through the podcast listens. Oh, the other one was Jill Zarin was on Heather McDonald talking about her time on Below Deck. And she even brought on that fucking Chief Stew with her.
She's a
Not
trip.
The Chief Stew. Who was the girl she had on?
She was one of the stews.
One of the stews. Yeah. Not the Chief Stew. But almost like, see, I wasn't that bad. She said, oh, no, it was all in good fun. I was making good TV. I was honest about everything. I've been on yachts before. There are certain things that don't live up to a super yacht. I get that. But the way she came off. But she was making lots and lots of excuses on her behavior, that it was all for show. She's really not like that. And everybody who knows her knows that she's not like that. But she was saying that she's going to be doing some sort of a show with Julia Hart from My Unorthodox Life. What kind
I
of
wonder
show
what
would
that
could
be? We'll see.
Did you finish watching Buying Beverly Hills?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
Not yet. No. Oh, well, because I got stuck on K-Man.
Yeah, but K-Man's only one episode out.
I know. Oh. Well, I only have so much time.
Okay, let's talk Grand K-Man on Hulu. This is fucking amazing.
It's good.
Also, never heard it said like K-Man. We and say, these are from locals. We say the Cayman Islands.
Cayman Islands, right.
They say K-Man.
Now,
isn't
that
funny?
They were referencing St. Bart's. Is that in the Cayman Islands?
It must be. I caught that also.
What do we know?
I don't know. I've never been to the Cayman. It's hard to say that that way. The first time I ever heard of that was when I read the book The Firm.
Oh, right.
And they put all their money at the Cayman Islands.
Right, right.
So the main lady is Elizabeth, who happens to be Armie Hammer's ex-wife.
Not what I was expecting from Armie Hammer's ex-wife.
I had no idea what I was expecting.
I was expecting his ex-wife to be more low-key, kind of demure, like not as much personality as she has. She's got a lot of personality.
She's an odd one.
Kind of. Kind of makes sense now.
They don't show the kids, which I appreciate. I'm not even sure how old they are, but they have two or three kids, and Armie Hammer. They were married for 10 years. What if he makes an appearance?
No. He won't. No, he won't.
Hell no. I do enjoy the expat versus the local experience. All of these ladies have stories. It's going to be fun. Some of the men seem a little overbearing and crazy, and I like that. But Elizabeth, the ex-wife, did you know she owned bakeries? I guess she's pretty successful in her own
right. No, I had no idea.
She's going to be opening a bakery there.
Yeah. Kind of makes me want to go. It looked pretty.
But the fact that they reference Armie Hammer and what he was accused of.
Well, and also that Elizabeth thinks that one of the other castmates was having an affair with him.
Yes. And I don't think
crazy.
She was.
I don't think so.
But
well,
and this is just the first episode. I mean, we learned all that episode one.
Pretty, pretty good.
I don't like the once a week drop. Give me at least three.
I lose interest.
Well, then I forget too.
Exactly.
I don't like it.
Let's talk about this Golden Bachelor divorce. Gary
and what
Teresa.
A surprise. What a surprise.
Well, we just found out a week or so ago that they weren't living together. So that was a huge red flag. And they said it was because they couldn't decide where they wanted to live.
Yeah.
And then today they go on to Good Morning America and announce that they're getting a divorce due to irretrievable breakdown.
Yeah. What the fuck does that mean? They seem very cryptic in what they were saying. 3 months in, and they can't. Why not just do long distance?
Again,
because Gary met someone who lives closer to him and who knows how to play pickleball. That is the real truth. Gary
is
a slime ball.
Stuff that you talk about before.
They did.
See, first of all, they walked down the aisle way too soon.
Yes, they pushed
it. They should have dated at least 6 months, figured all this shit out. I think they wanted to be on TV, or Gary wanted to be on TV so bad that they said, let's do it. Let's just do it.
Oh, but they still love each other immensely.
Mm-hmm. Then you make it work.
Well, and then the lady asked them, so are either of you going to be dating soon? And Gary's like, yeah. Oh, I'm sure you already are, Gary, because Gary said he would move to wherever, North Carolina, somewhere in the middle.
But she's in New Jersey.
Oh,
but her
right.
kids, her son lives in North Carolina. But I also read that her job has a lot to do with it. She's
yeah,
because
he still works, and she still works.
Yeah,
and
she's 70 though, right? 71?
One was 72 and one is 70. Is he 70?
I think he's 70.
Okay, she's
72. Regardless, I certainly hope to be retired by age 70.
Maybe she just loves her fucking job. Hey, I think she's making really good money.
She must be.
That's why Gary picked her.
It's all very strange, don't you think?
Yeah, they were just on the fucking Bachelor Live thing.
It screams fraud. Fraud.
Yeah, I don't buy any of it. And I think stuff will be coming out. I saw the two ladies that have the podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And one of them this morning, she was like, you guys, we love both of them. Please don't give them a hard time. Give them their space. I'm like, space? They've been together 3 fucking months. They don't deserve space.
And their faces have been everywhere.
That's right.
They've been all over the TV.
We all bought into this bullshit. We didn't. Everybody else was buying into this shit. Now everybody can see what we saw. We saw the writing on the wall. He was a douche.
There had to have been some sort of bonus for them to get married. I bet ABC quickly. Said, if you guys get married right away, because didn't they give him a trip to Italy?
Did they go to Italy?
No, I don't think they
never
did.
Went. Well, she did say they have to give back the rings.
Yeah, which good, they should. Neil Lane deserves his rings back. Why not? Didn't last. Do they? What's the stipulation? They have to be together, what, a year
at least?
I think
it's a year. That's why they say a lot of people stay together for a year and then boop.
Because of the rings?
The ring. Shit, it's Neil Lane rings. How much are those?
I don't know. They're probably expensive.
Is it worth it? Is that worth a year of your life?
I don't know. It just pisses me off and it kind of like ruins the next
season
of The Golden Bachelor. Please, people, do not get married right away.
Why haven't they announced who The Bachelorette is going to be? The Golden Bachelorette.
Someone said because they're waiting to...
To find guys?
I think they're waiting to film, to start showing Jen's season.
But why can't they tell us who it is? Then maybe some men would like to apply.
Because they're struggling, Anne. They're struggling trying to find single men at that age.
Again.
That are TV ready.
Gary is who they found. Sweeping the nation after fucking 4 years. We saw that on there. Do you know any available Golden Bachelors? No, and neither do you.
Something that's been bothering me all week, and every time I hear it, it makes me nuts. And that is that BravoCon was canceled. It was never fucking canceled. It was never scheduled. We knew that there probably wasn't going to be a BravoCon in 2024. We knew this. Everyone knew this.
Everyone knew this. But everybody's like, it's canceled.
It's not canceled. It never was.
Skipping a year. Let it skip a year. Who cares? I honestly don't think 2 years in a row is
I think
too
it
much.
Should be every other year.
I do too. I don't even know if I'd want to go again. If it was this year. It's too soon.
Yeah, it's too soon. It's an election year. That's one of the reasons rumored to be.
Somebody said
reason.
Because it's the Olympics also. However.
It's in Paris.
Also, the Olympics are in Paris and in the summertime.
Yeah.
So whoever said that is stupid.
Yeah.
And Olympics. I'm repeating. I'm the idiot who
I don't think it's the Olympics. There's just a lot of other stuff going on. People are saying, oh, it's because Bravo's got all these lawsuits and Andy's involved in all these lawsuits and it's costing him all this money. And trust me, BravoCon makes a shit ton of money.
You think they're coming out of pocket? You think Andy's coming out of pocket for BravoCon? I think not.
That's funny. I'm done ranting.
All right. Should we go to Vanderpump?
Let's do it.
Let's go right into the Joe and Tom relationship. First of all, I do feel bad that they showed Joe dyeing his hair and then that other hairdresser was like, do you mind if I take a look at that? Like she had it on too long. She saw what was happening. It was going orange. You don't go from that dark to that blonde that quick.
No, I think there's steps involved.
Yeah. And she was just kind of like, you know, Joe.
Is she new to the cosmetology world?
I don't think so. It didn't sound like it. I'm not sure. And that hair looked awful. It wasn't Ken Barbie blonde. It wasn't platinum. It was orange.
Yellow.
It was like when I was younger and I'd put sun in my hair and lay out in the sun. That's what my hair looked like.
Who didn't do that? Mm-hmm. And then you had to wait till it grew out because it looked
horrible.
So bad.
Yeah. Who knew that you could buy a bottle of hair dye in the store? We didn't.
Well, we found out that Schwartz also dyes his hair various shades of brown.
Yes. He's gray. Who said that? James?
James.
Who knows if James tell the truth? I love it.
Well, they showed clips of him with various colors of brownish hair.
What about this Katie and Tom dating Tori at the same time?
I call bullshit on this. Yeah. I think it's for storyline. We've never seen Katie interested in dating a girl. It creeped me out in a way. Didn't it? Like they were both dating the same girl?
Oh,
How old is Tori?
That part of it, I thought you were saying her dating a girl was crazy.
No.
Like, Gina,
what's happened to you? That they were like going back and forth.
Well, yeah, they were sitting there together. Schwartz asked her out for a date and then Katie went over there and was making out with her.
Yeah, it was very odd.
I don't know. Joe was being fucked with this entire time, though. I feel so bad for her.
Yeah, but even the date that Katie and Tori went on. They were at her apartment painting.
Yeah.
I mean, really? That's what you do?
That's the way lesbians date. It was weird. That's the way lesbians date, Gina. Mm.
Okay. Good for them, I guess.
Didn't you ever see Sex and the City when Samantha started dating a woman?
Yeah.
They always just would go hang out at the house. Oh. There was no fun happening. It's all very low key.
So yeah, but I don't believe that storyline at all.
Also, Lala is acting like she's really on Ariana's side. You know, like, I understand, you know, I too have been through this. But then now in real life, she's like calling bullshit on everything and hates Ariana, stop following Ariana and Katie and all that.
I'm dying to know what happened at the reunion. Mm-hmm. Something happened.
Well, then I guess Katie was pissed that Lala met up with Joe privately. I don't think there was anything wrong with that.
No, they met at a hot dog stand.
Also, Lala is reaching out to everybody. So yeah. Producers are in her ear saying, reach out to Joe, reach out to Rachel.
Yeah, she's kind of trying to be the connector to everybody. I mean, she knows her job. She's doing it.
She goes to the cryo sperm bank, brings Sheena. I guess this is the beginning of her searching for the right sperm.
But she said, because I think Andy, who asked her, was on a podcast or was she on Watch What Happens Live, if she had specifics, or maybe it was Jeff Lewis, I don't even know, about what she wanted in a sperm donor. And I think she just said it didn't matter to me. I think she was only looking at like family history and for medical reasons. But other than that, she didn't really
bullshit.
Kind of what I thought too.
I'm sorry. You don't go to a sperm bank and go, I don't
just
care.
Give me whatever.
Obviously, the sperm's healthy. They test it all. Not like, I don't care. Just give me anything. Well, fuck, she had Randall's sperm the first time. So anything's better than that.
Although her daughter is pretty cute.
Oh, yeah. No, nothing.
But looks a lot like Randall.
True. They go paintballing, and Sheena's all of a sudden this bougie girl about the bathrooms. No VIP bathrooms.
Why were they even there?
Yeah, why did they
even
show up? They didn't do it.
Paintball, so why were they even there? It was just like a filler scene.
So we're meeting Craig, who's Tom's new assistant.
Well, we didn't meet him. He just popped up on the screen with a little...
So he's just there all the time with Tom. So Tom's assistant is really his friend, a paid friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His Instagram was going around and he does all these like singing videos and stuff.
Tom or Craig?
Craig.
Oh, really? Is he a band member?
No. And I don't even know if he's lip syncing or if it's his music, but yeah.
Interesting.
I think he has more going on than just being an assistant, Gina.
Maybe. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't.
So it was sad at the end when Schwartz and Joe have that heart to heart. When they go to that fucking date night, and Schwartz is wearing the green ribbon that says he's available.
He said he was only going to support Sandoval.
Right.
And then, so Joe's like, well, you know, I'll go with you. I'll support him. They thought they were going to be wearing red wristbands, which means you're not available. Joe talked about that in the podcast. And she didn't know, but he put the green one on. Mm-hmm. He also made out with a girl after Joe left. And Joe asked him about it and said, did you make out with that girl? And he said, no, Joseph, no, I didn't make out with her, when he actually did.
So they don't talk anymore, Joe and Schwartz, in real life.
Well, but he has a new girlfriend.
But didn't it sound like the minute he would want to come back, she would take him back?
Yeah, I mean, she's really
broken.
In love with him.
Yes. She wouldn't say anything negative about him.
No, Schwartzy. And I mean, can't you see it, though? I mean, he's so charming, and he was so nice to her in private. But then in public, he was trying to distance himself.
But her watching the show, I'd be so fucking pissed.
Oh, hell yeah.
I do think it's funny that Rachel's giving Joe relationship advice.
Well, I mean.
It's sort of funny.
It is funny.
She did say at one point, I'm going to tell you what my therapist told me. So at least it's not like she's acting like she's the expert.
Like she knows.
Here.
Yeah. But it was so sad in the apartment when he tells her, you know, I don't really want to be in a relationship. And
oh God, she
he does
crying.
It in such a weird way. Clearly, she was under the impression that they were in a relationship. And then he springs it on her like,
I just can't be with anybody. And now he's in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was terrible. He's really a piece of shit.
I also think he strung her on after he said that, because she said they were together for a year in private. So I think even after they had this conversation on the couch, they still stayed together, or they still were hanging out. because she wouldn't be so affected by the new girlfriend.
True.
Because she said, he said he's not ready for a relationship, yet he has a girlfriend. It's like, well, God, you filmed this, what, a year ago? So I think they stayed together a lot longer.
Probably.
Should we go to the Valley?
This whole Kristen, Michelle thing. I mean, Kristen hasn't changed at all.
She just can't shut up.
She can't shut up.
It's exciting because it's crazy Kristen.
Well, I mean, it kind of makes the show.
But how did Janet get away with not being the bad person when they came out of her mouth?
Janet should have been.
Even if she didn't say those exact words, she said something.
Mm-hmm. Well, what Brittany was saying on the podcast today that I listened to was Janet said something about the bill that was passed,
right,
or whatever.
The gay rights bill.
And Kristen sort of took that information, embellished it some more. And that's,
yes, that's what caused the problem. But they don't really fully address that. I don't know. It's kind of funny. They talk in circles, mm-hmm, and then Michelle starts yelling, apologize, say you lied, and sit down. Well, and then Jesse is all of a sudden so turned on by his wife, Michelle, because she's having this outburst of, you know, excitement. And he's like, oh, this is great.
And Luke is just blindly sticking up for Kristen.
He seems very sweet. I just don't understand their relationship.
I don't either. It's weird. And I couldn't
get
past.
Do they kiss? I just realized that.
Yeah.
Have we ever seen them?
She's kissed him.
Oh, okay.
But when she's sitting on the couch and they're talking and she's in that t-shirt with
no bra.
No bra. I was so distracted. I thought, that looks like it hurts.
It does.
I mean, hoist those girls up. Just the fact that she's on TV and she's always kind of a mess.
She's a mess. She really is.
Okay, then it was sad with Cruz and the speech therapist. Now, Brittany talked a little bit more about that today, saying that Cruz is doing well. He still has speech therapy.
Okay, so what I took from that was that he seemed to be doing fine, and then all of a sudden,
he stopped talking.
Do you think that's because of their toxicity in the house?
I think it's probably common. Like, if there's a lot of tension and a lot of arguing, I feel like Brittany would protect him from that, but maybe not.
Well, that's
maybe
why she left.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why she left the household. She said, I don't want him around this.
Well, it could very well be. I'm no doctor, but it could very well be that he's exposed to all this chaos and he just
recoiled and
shut down. So I don't know.
I wonder if it's gotten better since she's moved out. She said he's doing great, but she didn't go into specifics.
Right.
Jesse and Michelle at this point are sort of connecting over the crazy Kristen story, and they're laughing and they're getting along. It's the first time we've seen them like get along when they're talking about Kristen and, you know, her yelling at her and all that. And then she gets a text from Kristen that says, your secrets are safe with me.
I know. She's like, what?
It's so much worse now. It's like,
terrible.
What secrets? So now, is she a Republican or racist? It's just so crazy.
That was really shitty.
But that's when Jesse was like, I'm turned on by her aggressiveness with Kristen. Oh, God.
Okay, Jesse.
So gross.
So Luke is 32. I didn't know that he was that much younger than Kristen. Because Kristen's 40, 41.
Oh, she is. Oh, okay.
He's 32. Hmm. He does not want to live in California.
No, but I think he's here.
Well, he's here because of the
show. But the show's done filming. I think they're getting another season. This is doing very well.
For sure.
I love how people thought it looked so bad, like nobody was going to watch it. And it's so fucking good.
It is good. How about when they're in the Uber, whatever, and they're going to the gala and they're discussing what their budget is to spend. And Jax is trying to reel Brittany in because she spends too much money.
I thought it was funny because then Janet's husband said $2,500, that's max. Mm-hmm. And I thought that's a good amount of money.
Right.
But, you know, if you're going to get something good, you know, whenever we go to auctions, Dan, he calls it winning. You don't win because you're buying it.
Should we talk about some of the things
have? No, let's not. They still exist around the house. You've seen them. But he likes to put up his paddle. He likes to raise it. And then sometimes he gets stuck with it.
We did that once and got a trust. That was a good one.
That's true. That was a long time ago also.
That's what we bought. Not a table, not a...
Oh, thanks for reminding me about the table, which actually is very in now.
Yeah, see?
But back then, not so much.
Dan's on the cutting edge. He didn't even know it.
He's so ahead of his time. That's what I think of when I think of Dan. He's so ahead of his time.
How did we get that table home?
Oh, who the I can't fuck remember. Knows?
That's hilarious. It's like a high top.
It's a high top
tree.
It's a tree table.
Tree stump table.
Yeah, it's like naturally wood. Carved.
It's very cool.
I mean, nowadays, literally, you see people have these tables.
Yeah,
and it's sitting out in my backyard, very weathered.
Yeah, but it makes it that much more interesting.
So interesting. Like it's falling apart. I'm loving when the guys were in the minivan and they're like, minivan time, minivan mafia. Oh, you God. Never had a minivan.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did. We I
had,
did too.
When the kids were little, we had the Dodge Grand Caravan.
Oh, that's what I had, the Dodge Town and Country, Gina.
Oh, you had the fancy.
Oh, yes, we did. We had top of the line. Dan was dying for that minivan.
That is shocking to me.
He loved it. I do remember those kids could walk around that minivan.
Oh, my God.
It seemed so huge.
It was the best. When we used to drive to Palm Springs and the kids would be up and around, we'd have a cooler in there. That's
exactly.
And they recline the chairs
so
and
much it in was those fantastic. Minivans. They don't look that great, no. But you know, you had to have a minivan.
It made sense. It was practical, and
it was definitely very practical.
Oh, how Jesse and Michelle met. They went on a coffee date. She knew he wasn't the one.
She didn't like him, and then she called him later when she was drunk
for a booty call.
That's it. There you go.
She said it was the longest booty call ever.
She's definitely over the booty call.
Oh,
it's over.
God, for sure.
I can't believe that Jesse and Jax have never heard of the terms love language.
No. In fact, they talked about it today on the podcast and he was clueless.
He's still clueless. He still doesn't know what it means that I may have a different love language than you, and that maybe you should show me your love in my love language, not your love language. You're like, huh?
No. And on the podcast today,
I
he
I
said,
love you.
He goes, well, what are they? And so Brittany's reading him off, and he's like, well, I
do all
things.
Of those.
I'm really good at that one. It's like, well, that's the easiest one
of
to
course.
Do. Just go buy something.
God, he's so.
He's beyond words.
Yes.
Beyond.
I don't even know the words.
Yeah.
Beyond words.
Is there anything else that we missed with that episode?
Oh, well, when they went to that big fundraiser. Actually, it looked really nice. Mm-hmm. It was an actual real nice fundraiser with other real people. Not these fake little, you know, ones that the housewives do that are just housewives and a few extras.
Yeah, no, it was a big
It was a
thing.
Real one. Zach is like brokering these relationships. Like, okay, Kristen, we're going to go outside and then you're going to talk to Jesse and Michelle. Then you're going to apologize and you're going to have it out. That was really funny. Zach seems, I mean, when I saw him there, I was like, okay, he is trying to make everybody friends.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be dealing with that shit.
I like him. Mm-hmm. I like him on the show.
But Kristen can't apologize. I want to apologize for what I repeated that somebody else said.
Yeah.
She
can't. She can't do it.
She can't do it. She's like, but I didn't say anything. Didn't say it.
Yeah, she did. She loved every minute of it, too.
Oh, you know it. What do we got? We've
got,
Summer House. Dare I say I felt bad for Kyle?
Oh, yeah. I did, too.
What's going on with them?
But
I think they're going to be splitting soon.
Imagine him being married to him.
Oh, it's awful. The fact that he still has the mullet and she hates it. How dare he?
How dare he?
He's had it for so long.
It's too long.
He finally just said on Watch What Happens Live that he's going to cut it because his grandma's funeral's coming up and she hated it. Okay, don't do it for your wife. Do it for your grandma who just died.
Well, when you say it like that.
I was going to say do for your dead grandma, but that sounded a little harsh.
The mullet's got
to
go.
But I did feel bad for him when he went to dinner and he was crying to Paige. He said something. First of all, he was wasted. And he said, I looked at her phone and she doesn't have any pictures of me. It's like, wow. That is sad.
Now, I could not imagine Troy giving two shits about what pictures are on
him.
My phone.
It's him.
He's sensitive.
He's so sensitive.
Well, because he's not feeling secure in his relationship.
No, because she's horrible to him. They don't have conversations. I get it. Here he's like, she wants to move out to the country. What happens when we go out there and she doesn't even fucking talk to me? She doesn't even like me right now.
Yeah. I mean, I could see myself being like her if I had to live with a Kyle.
Oh, yes, but I wouldn't. My point is, she shouldn't have married him. This is who he's always been.
And they don't even have kids yet.
No.
Imagine when they have kids and
saying.
All of her time and attention is on the kids.
Yeah.
He's really going to feel left out.
I just don't think that this can work out unless they get serious help. They're in such different phases.
Well, there's a huge age gap too, yes. isn't there?
Yeah, but that's what she was banking on. That like he would be ready to settle down.
10 or 12 year age gap. Mm-hmm. Kyle's still a kid at heart.
Yes.
In a lot of ways. I think in business, he's fine.
I respect his hustle.
Yeah.
But he did stay out in the Hamptons again till 3 a.m. She just had this huge fight with him about staying out that late.
Well, and the thing is, he's with Carl. Carl's not even drinking. So it's like, what are you doing?
Well, he stayed out extra with Jesse Solomon.
Oh, that's true.
I love this season how they're splitting up the groups and half go out and half stay home.
I love that. And I like that they're spending more time in the city. To me, I think they're spending a little more time in New York.
Oh, I thought they always did that.
They did like a little bit, but it seems like there's more time spent.
So what about West and Sierra? Because I think we're finding that Sierra really likes West and she's not sure of what his feelings are.
Well, next week, don't we see like somebody asked him, like, are you dating other people or have you slept with anybody? And it was like,
I think, well, she's given him nothing other than going out. I mean, she's very tough.
Yeah, she is tough.
But I did miss him. I do like them together.
I really do like him a lot. I like Jesse too.
I do too. I love that Jesse brought home a girl. We're seeing a little single action. That's the way it used to be.
Right.
She sets her free in the morning. No, that evening. I don't even think she stayed the night.
Free.
She did the walk of shame.
Yeah, so Amanda and Carl definitely are not on the same page.
Amanda and Kyle.
What did I say?
Carl. Oh. His fucking names.
Amanda and Kyle.
But this is where we heard Lindsay say that the sex life is a 2. Now, is that a 2.5 out of 5 or 10?
10.
Oh, shit.
And that they had sex and neither one of them came.
That came off your lips just as easy as it came off mine last week.
Which is, I can't believe I feel like she says stuff like this to it's a dig to him, clearly.
Oh, it has nothing to do with her. It's all him because not only could he not come.
Who are we?
She couldn't reach pleasure herself. Sex talk. We're the adding gene.
Oh my God.
We're so cool.
Our kids are going to love this.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Gina, when's the last time you came?
I'm sweating.
All right.
Oh God.
Oh shit. Moving on. I also don't think Amanda and Kyle are sleeping together. They're not having sex.
No. Things are not good.
Nobody's having sex. Except Jesse Solomon.
Oh yeah, Jesse's getting it. But also, Lindsay was saying part of the frustration with her is that Carl, there's no motivation. There's no, he's not
drive.
Doing anything. There's no drive. There's no ambition. Mm-hmm. And that is a huge
problem.
Well,
we were talking about that before, that he's going through this transitional period of trying to figure out what he's going to be doing. But he's also afraid to tell her that he was offered a job with Kyle.
He's afraid of her. That's
why. He's afraid. But he's not afraid enough to just get a job.
Yeah, he's lost. I think he's just going through a lot with his emotions, with his sobriety. Then he's in this engagement that he doesn't want to be in. And he's probably in his head trying to figure out, how the hell do I get out of this? And it was very telling when Carl asked Kyle to be a flower boy. And we know it's because of Lindsay.
Yeah.
Lindsay should have nothing to do with it.
No.
Lindsay should pick her, you know, bridesmaids. Let Carl pick whoever he wants, and she should say nothing about it. They're in a house together. They're interacting. What the hell does she care if he's a groomsman?
I know.
I don't understand.
In the wedding, what does he care?
It's a control
what part
thing.
He takes?
It's a control thing.
What did you think of her wedding dress?
I hated it.
Did you? The back.
Hated it.
The back looked like it wasn't finished.
Well, it looked like it was like a bustier kind of thing, corset.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like seeing all the...
I liked the front. And then when she turned around, I was like, what the hell's the straps doing back there?
No.
It looks like a little elastic straps.
I didn't like it at all. I thought it was awful.
And she doesn't even come with Carl. So there you go. I think we saw next week Kyle flat out ask Carl, do you think you can marry Lindsay or something like that.
There was a big pause.
Big pause.
Well, they're getting ready to film the reunion. So we got the mid-season trailer that just came out.
Yes.
So we should start really seeing the demise of their relationship.
But when was all this? It was a long time ago, right?
Well, they were supposed to get married this last November.
Right.
So this was in May, June.
I mean, we're doing the reunion. It's going to be 5 months later that they're filming the reunion.
Yeah.
It'll be an interesting perspective because they're watching it back.
Woo. Has Lindsay calmed down and let it go at the time of the reunion?
Yeah, she's looking fucking good.
Yeah.
She's feeling good. Yes. Lindsay will not be bitter because it doesn't look good for Lindsay to be bitter. She didn't get anything. It wasn't an Ariana Tom situation.
No.
Because we can see what the fuck is going on.
I still have a lot of questions about Carl. I mean, if he's having struggles in the bedroom and they're not having sex but once every 6 weeks or whatever...
Do you think he's getting it somewhere else?
I don't know. I don't know what the issue is, Anne, but there's an issue
in the
that
butt.
He's not
in the butt.
In the butt, Bob.
Where is the most interesting place you've had sex?
In the butt, Bob. I have no idea what's happening with Carl, but there's something that he needs to address. I feel.
Gee, you're so cryptic.
What could it be? What
could it be?
I hope he works it out with himself.
Oh my God.
We're just cracking ourselves up.
All right. So
I'm sweating.
What is... Oh, MAFS. Fucking
yeah.
Reunion.
Oh, God.
Wait, is this the only reunion there is? Or
no,
is there another?
There's another
one where they all come back together, right?
Yeah, we only saw one part. It was a 2 hour. It was good.
It was intense.
On the Facebook page, people were bitching about Kevin Frazier. I thought he did a fantastic job.
What were they bitching about? He asked everything.
They didn't like him. And I commented because I said, I think he's
great.
I think he's fantastic.
Who are you, bitch? I like him.
Don't piss me off. But what a damn mess. I mean,
who do you believe?
Everyone was fucking lying.
Everybody was in on it.
Unbelievable. Now I kind of don't believe Cameron.
That's me too, Gina.
It's like, what was the truth? We don't even know.
I feel like Cameron, let's just talk about Cameron and Claire for a moment.
Yes.
It came out that Cameron had this idea. Cameron acts like everybody asked
him to be the spokesperson.
Yes. He had this idea, especially with him and Claire, that they knew it wasn't going to work out.
I think what happened was when they all realized that they weren't a match, collectively together, they decided, okay, as a group, how are we going to make this work for the duration of filming so that none of us look bad and we all walk away unscathed?
Right.
So I think Cameron was a spokesperson.
And then he says this wild accusation that this is where I went too far. Two times he went too far. Then he says, well, if I'm going to be honest, I have to let you know that night one, she told me that she was still in love with her boyfriend. Or was that night two? One of them. And she covered her mouth and she was shocked that he said that. She said, that is absolutely untrue. I told you I broke up a year ago. All this was a year ago, not right before this. And he's like, okay. Everything the girl said that the guys did, now Cameron's saying the girls were doing it and that the guys were being gaslit. I mean, all of it. He was flipping it. I think he's a fucking mastermind of all of it. And he's the liar.
He's very smart. I'll give him that. I think he's very smart.
Even at the one-on-one, he pretended like he still possibly wanted to get back with her.
Well, that to me was like a step too far.
That's
because
I mean,
that made no sense.
That and the story of her being in love with the ex-boyfriend still.
Well, he said in the group that she didn't find him attractive. She said he didn't find her attractive because it's not what he asked for. But then on the one-on-one separately, when it was just the two of them, he said he wanted to work on it. I'm like, What?
That's what I think. No sense. I think
he's trying to redeem himself.
And she even said, see this right here? Like, I don't know who this person is. Look at, like, we have not had this kind of rapport for a long period of time. And now he's saying he still loves me, wants to get back together with me. And did he ever love her?
I thought get that. It was very weird that all the girls in solidarity wore pink.
Yeah, except Chloe.
Well, Chloe wasn't part of the original group. And I don't think she would have done it anyway because she's more mature than that. I mean, it was so stupid to
me. Even Lauren was in on it and she was so much more pissed this time.
Well, she was pissed because of Orion and all the shit that he told her. And it all came out that he wanted to be on the show to show his
heritage.
His heritage and his, you know. But what a clusterfuck this whole season was because they all tried to manipulate. And that's what Kevin said.
Yeah.
This is what happens. You blow the shit up when you try to outsmart the process.
Yes.
It was crazy.
It was nuts.
Chloe and Michael. Good for Chloe.
I felt bad for her.
Yeah, I really did too.
I liked that she finally, you know, said a few things that we didn't know. Hints of things like all she would have wanted was, you know, when she said she was going to go back to take care of her dogs and stay overnight. And he was like, yeah, you go do that. Take some time. And she's like, I would have loved if he said no, or I'll go with you or something.
Yeah.
But she doesn't think he was ever in it for the right reasons.
Well, and she said why. One was because his family didn't know or his mom didn't know about it. And then the other thing was they were talking about changing names and he said, don't worry about it. You're not going to need to change your name.
Mm-hmm.
So after the fact, she's putting all the pieces together and she's like, he never intended to stay in this marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like her.
I do too. For a long time, I'm like, is she a real person? Because she seems fantastic.
Right.
But she admits that she had a hard time through the process. We saw some of that. But I think he's a little bit of a fraud.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
I don't think he did anything bad to her, but I don't think he was on there to meet the right person or the person that they fixed him up with. I just don't.
Well, and it's really irritating because he went through it the first time. That person walked away. Then he got a second chance at it. And he still, I don't think, would have gone through with it at all. What'd you think about Brennan and Emily?
You know, I didn't catch their segment. Is there anything new there?
No, Brennan just said that they came up with a plan, all of them together, that would benefit all of them. Because they wanted to control the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
The girls said that the guys were in it to make themselves look good and they build their social media.
Again, optics. Who's social media? These guys are nothing special.
Yeah, who's following Mavs,
nobody.
Guys?
Austin? You think Austin's worried about his social media? Look at Austin. He barely dressed up. He didn't shave. I felt bad for Austin. I feel like him and Becca, we're still missing a large part of that. I don't think he was in it as much as we thought he was. You pegged it that you didn't think he was that into her.
No. I think he was just being nice and he wasn't really into her. And he was like, shit, now what do I do? How do I get out of this? He said they didn't have a sexual connection.
Yeah.
Filming added pressure and anxiety. Becca said she never got a straight answer from him. He wanted nothing to do with sex, according to Becca. And this one producer kept interjecting into their relationship. And she was part of the problem. So Becca thinks that there was something, an attraction or whatever with this producer.
And maybe he did find the producer more attractive than her. I mean, sorry. They just met.
Right.
He didn't choose Becca. She was chosen for him. I don't know. You're getting to know somebody and then the producers are there and you're like, I find this one more attractive. And we're getting along really well. That's difficult.
Well, and if it's like other shows where every person has their own producer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they spent a lot of time together, you know, and, you know, whatever happens, happens. He probably should have had a conversation with Becca. I think he was just wanted to be kind.
I think he's just trying to be nice.
Yeah,
I do think he's a nice guy. Like him, out of all of them, I believe he's a nice guy.
I think so, too. I just think he didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Those girls, you know, once the story came out, that they were all in on it together. Like before we knew it, they were so pissed at the guys, but they wouldn't say why. And now we know, because there was a whole, they were all in on this concocted story to show only the best parts of each other.
Yeah, it's crazy. So hopefully that doesn't happen again. I'm sure that they're going to probably put something in place to make sure it doesn't happen again, because this was,
I don't know. They've
this
made,
was a shit
they've
show.
Made tons of mistakes on this show. They've let yes. people on that have shady and sketchy paths, and they're like, they'll be good. They're a good match anyway.
True. Anyway, we'll see part two. I think there's just two parts. I don't think it's more than that. Next week.
So what about Seeking Sister Wives this last week?
Shane and Ashley meeting Sarah at mini golf, the mini golf date. I don't know if I buy this.
I think this whole thing is bullshit.
Yeah, I kind of do too. I mean, Sarah was...
It's not clear what they're looking for.
No, it's not.
Is it just for her to have a girlfriend?
Or is it for him too?
He's not involved? I don't know. They never make it clear. I think this is all bullshit. They're just... I don't know why they would want to present themselves this way on TV. It's not like a cool thing.
No, but that was my question. Is Shane in a relationship with Sarah too? Because I'm kind of confused.
It's not clear. It definitely seems like he's just supporting his wife who wants to have a girlfriend.
No. It's all very strange. And then we have Danielle, Garrick, and Natalia. Garrick needs to stick to his day job and stop making jewelry, because that was some fucking weird, ugly jewelry.
It looked like a little girl's ring.
Oh, like a flower
awful.
Or something?
Yeah.
He needs to stop designing jewelry because it was bad.
So he proposes to Natalia. And actually, I thought Danielle looked fucking amazing. Like when she dresses up and does her hair.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She's really pretty. But how weird was it that Garrick is proposing and there's Danielle and Natalia's mother standing on the side waiting, and she's pumping him up to get him engaged. You know, are you excited? Are you excited? And he's like, oh, I'm nervous. And then she's kissing him. It's like, ew, you're kissing him while he's going to go propose to somebody else.
What was even weirder was that Danielle kissed Natalia on the lips.
Was it on the lips?
Yes. And Natalia's like, no kiss.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
After the wedding, after he proposed, then she went over to congratulate her. She kissed Natalia on the lips.
You know, I thought it seemed a little too much. And then they were being interviewed and he's in the middle of both of them and he kisses Danielle and then turns and kisses Natalia. I'm like, oh yeah, Natalia's not going to be around for long.
Yeah, I'm
she's
like,
not
wait
gonna
a minute.
She got the great ring. That's all she wanted.
Oh, the ring. I was like, wait a minute, Danielle. What is going on here?
The mom is like, yeah, I'm happy for my daughter if she's happy. And when they talk to Natalia, she seems into him. She says she loves him. It doesn't seem fake like when they're talking to her, does it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, even the mom said, this is not the lifestyle for me, but... if this is going to get her a green card, then
basically
go for it.
The previews for next week show a new Muslim girl.
Yes.
That's interested in the Merrifields.
She's pretty too.
She's really pretty. And she comes from a background of multiple wives. So,
Very interesting.
So does that mean Natalia's out? Well, no, Natalia's still in her country.
She still has to get her papers to come to the U.S.
Oh, she's out. She's not staying with
them. Yeah, I think so. And then we have the Ryans, Justin and Becky. This was the biggest bullshit of them all. So they drive from Texas to Colorado to see this Stephanie. Stephanie told them not to come, but they show up at her house anyway. We don't see Stephanie. We see Becky going up to her door and we hear audio, which also said it was not their voices.
It says it's not their name and not their voices.
Yeah.
You know why? They don't exist.
Exactly.
You didn't drive 12 hours.
It's around
to
the
meet
corner.
A fake person.
They drove around the block. And so I can't even talk about it because this was just a bunch of bullshit.
Like, she's not interested anymore. She's dating her best friend, Greg, now. And that's
quote,
it.
Quote unquote.
I told you not to come. Well, don't you still love us? No, I don't. It's over.
And it's such bullshit because Justin is like, well, we've been dating her for 9 months and I'm heartbroken. What are you talking about?
They've only seen each other a few times. They don't live in the same area.
No.
You know what? She was getting free gyms from this family. He was sending her money and that's what she liked.
Stupid
Don't
Justin.
Don't show up in my house.
No, I know. What are you doing here? Stupid Justin says that he wants to go to the house and whip Greg's ass. It's like, okay, you don't even have a relationship.
And
what
you
are
didn't
you
even go
about?
Up to the door. You're such a fucking wimp. You had your wife go up to the door.
Exactly.
You didn't even go up there.
This quote unquote ghost lady, you know, has ghosted them so many times that what are you doing? This whole thing was just so
it
stupid.
Was so made up. And then Naeem and Nayla.
Salahuddin family.
Yeah. All of this is fake too. They have nobody new. The girl didn't show up. They're starting over. They have dinner with the mother. The mother's not into this at all. And he says, so if I do meet someone, can we not come over to your house? She's like, no, rather for right now, no, you can't come over to my house with this person. I don't care about them.
That's it. Done.
I think I could watch, and not fully because they're fucking crazy, but the Garrick, Danielle, and Natalia combination, that is the most interesting.
Oh, by far.
And they didn't show the guy with the three wives.
Oh, the other family from Colorado? Nick and
yeah, Nick's family.
April, Jenny, and Danielle.
Wow. Well done, Gina. They'll be on next week.
Yeah, they'll
But
be.
They want to, they're talking to Danielle again. She just got back in, and then they're like, okay, now it's time for you to go recruit another wife. Womp, womp, womp. But that's normal. Don't worry about it.
It's starting to get to the 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah.
A little, you know, jumping the shark.
Yeah.
Situation.
But because it's just one show, I feel like I can handle this. It's so bad, but.
It is so bad.
So
but
bad,
so good.
But so good. That's it for this week. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yes. Rate and review. Yeah, we haven't had any reviews in a while, so we would highly appreciate another
five star review and follow us
on Instagram,
TikTok, YouTube.
We're everywhere.
We did do a little video tonight, so we'll put that.
Yeah, we'll put that. Well, Anne will put that. I will not, but Anne will.
See you next week.
Bye.
There is nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.